Jack Calvin started taking people up there with the Utka. That's his, she was a 28-foot boat, I guess. But on the first trip, she caught fire and burned right out by Old Sitka Rocks, burned right down to the waterline. I guess, was Doc Long involved? Or, yeah, that actually loaned Jack the arrow maker to complete the trip.
After Jack went south and got the what is now known as the Chichagof, and continued doing the Sierra Club trips, and we asked if we could go along on one of the trips, and so he let us go along with him, and we had a great time, and apparently we were an asset because he kept thinking that he encouraged us to keep coming along. And it was wonderful going in first up to West Chichagof to see what the forest looks now, and then into Glacier Bay to see how it was as it comes out from under the ice.
Jack was being pretty successful at it. I mean, he was getting a lot of converts. And we went with him that first time with the little boat, with the 26-footer. And that convinced me that we had to start trying to do that ourselves with the 26-footer. We couldn't carry passengers. It was just not big enough for two-week trips. And so we bought the Fairweather and started running with Jack. And the first time or two, he was still the leader on this trip. And he ran the trips. And I was his student and legs, extra arms and what have you, assistant leader.
It was just wonderful. There was such a good sense of community and camaraderie between Chuck and Ellis and Margaret and Jack, and they drew other people into their community.
Roger Schmidt. I know Chuck and Alice since I was a little boy. I remember eating cinnamon rolls. We would go to White Sulphur Springs, and when we did that, we'd eat cinnamon rolls in the tub, and I thought that was kind of neat. But mainly, I was just really, they talk about the animals and the places, and I love that.
Just beachcombing with Jack Calvin was like a master's course in biology, because he would flip over rocks and be able to tell you at a glance who was there, what their life ways were, and then he'd very carefully put the rock back and say, you know, that little depression is somebody's home and we've got to take care of it.
You know, they always taught me a lot, and just I think a lot of things that I can't even remember now, but just that make my comfort in Southeast Alaska wilderness now, and also my joy, my ability to notice things. I remember stopping the boat so many times for whale and looking for gray whales, and I remember them showing me how you could see gray whale footprints after the whales had gone under. And yeah, all these things that I know about this area are things that I learned from them and with my family as we went out on the boat with them.
We'd have meetings in the evenings on the boat, gatherings, you know. We'd tie up the two boats together, and then the groups would work back and forth across between the boats, and we'd all gather up on one of the boats and have discussions of what they were seeing and what they could do to help. Jack was real good at that.
You, the proud host, shared the joy you first found here again and again, not for yourself, but in wonder of it, and enthusiasm that you spread like the tide, bringing nourishment to the pools you had made your own.